Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that we're able to share this time together as I continue on in a message I began on yesterday's broadcast, Which Tree Do You Choose? And we were in the book of Genesis, the third chapter, which describes the fall of Adam and Eve. And the devil came to Eve. She was deceived. He told her, in one respect, he told her a truth, that their eyes would be opened and that you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. They ate of the tree that God specifically commanded them not to eat. They were in absolute innocence because all they knew was the beauty and the pleasure of living in the Garden of Eden and daily fellowship with the Lord. He would come down and walk with them in the cool of the day. And we see in verse 22, the Lord said, "Behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil." And so God did not want man to be able to have the knowledge of evil. And beloved, since our first parents fell, we have been eating the bitter fruit of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We have experienced untold sorrow and heartache and war and devastation. We see it manifold, multiplied, over and over, especially the times in which we are living, the end times. We're living in perilous times. And that is the result of eating from the wrong tree. That's the result of disobeying God. And as I shared yesterday, there I have a real burden on my heart for God's people, their loved ones who are not saved, and for many who perhaps are even listening now that have been standing on the outskirts of the things of God. You're flirting with the things of the world. You've got one foot in the camp of the world and another foot in the kingdom of God. And beloved, you cannot straddle the fence. God is calling His people to repentance. That's the only way revival starts, beloved. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I will forgive their sin. He will hear us in heaven, and He will heal our land. Beloved, we are living in times that they're very serious, and I have seen many instances of God really turning the screws on those who have kind of been nominal Christians. It's like, choose this day whom you're going to serve. Are you going to serve the devil? Are you going to serve God? He's patient. He's long-suffering. But His mercy will come to an end. We see that revealed in the pages of Revelation, that those who continue to resist the Lord in the final days, as we read the book of Revelation, even angels are flying in the air to preach the everlasting gospel. And man still will not repent of his fornications and wickedness. And so God is just when He comes, and He will destroy the wicked with a sword of His mouth, beloved. And the blood will reach the horse's bridles, the scriptures say. So it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And we have to be very careful. We're not testing and tempting the Lord's long suffering. He knows how to deal with us. And so, beloved, if you have loved ones, at the end of the broadcast, I'll give you an invitation to write and share their names, because I sense that the time is late and that there's so much happening, God's people, have you noticed, have you, the battles, the burdens, the attacks you've been experiencing? Beloved, demons in hell are being released, and we are in continual warfare, beloved, but we can be encouraged. We do not need to be afraid. The only fear we need to have is the fear of the Lord, because God is with us. He will protect us. He has given everything to us to secure our deliverance and our protection and our salvation. Just as he never failed David, he will not fail us. David never lost a battle. And we don't need to either. Not that in our imperfect state, that, you know, we do fall, we stumble. And just like David, he committed a great sin with Bathsheba, suffered the consequences, though God received him. He did not die. So it is a time for us to place our whole trust in the Lord and not look back. Any man who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom. Anyone who loves father, mother, or any relationship or anything more than the living God, Jesus said, you're not worthy of me. Why? Because God wants us to place him first. And when we do, then there is the ability to enjoy relationships in a way we've never experienced before. We will have the very heart of the Lord, a heart of gentleness, compassion. The fruit of the Spirit will flow in our lives as we allow God to deal with us and minister to us. Well, I'm not getting very far in the message, but I just sense an urgency of the Lord. In fact, I want to stop right now. If some of you if you have to rather hang your head before the Lord and you say, yeah, Lord, that's me. I've become lukewarm. I'm not walking in the way I used to walk. My first love is not as fervent. And some of you, in fact, even are walking in sin, and you need to repent. You know, God's grace is given to us to, you know, if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sin. But we cannot willfully and deliberately continue in that sin, for we crucify the Son of God afresh. And so let's go to prayer. Father, you know the burden you've put on my heart, and there may be those listening. And saints, if you are made a wholehearted commitment to the Lord, pray with me for your loved ones that are not serious in the things of God. Father, we pray right now for unsaved loved ones. We pray, Lord, for those who are tinkering with the things of God, who have not made a wholehearted commitment. You despise lukewarmness, Lord. You said you would spew them out of your mouth, Laodicea. And so, Father, we're asking that you will move. Be gentle, Lord. Protect them, but do whatever is required that they will come into a wholehearted commitment with you. And Lord, if there are those right now who have known your word, have tasted of the goodness of the Lord, and if they're not walking where they should, Father, we pray right now. And if that's you, you repent before the Lord. Lord, we repent of all sin. We repent of all self-will, of everything that has put you behind some other idol, whether it's self, whether it's fame, whether it's the job, whether it's position, whatever it is, even a ministry, Father. Sometimes we can be so caught up in ministry that we're serving the ministry. Really, our focus is so on that we're not developing that intimate relationship with you. There's nothing more important than that. So, Father, we ask for forgiveness. We ask for the cleansing blood of Jesus to flow over us. Lord, that you would cleanse us and make us white. Though our sins be as crimson, they shall be as white as snow. And we thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, we have a choice, just as Adam and Eve. We see in the third chapter, verse 6, that when the woman saw the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she ate. And in verse 7, it says, the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amidst the trees of the garden. When Adam and Eve ate of that tree, that wrong tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they lost their innocence, they sinned, and they suffered immediate spiritual death. Here was God's, the epitome of God's creative handiwork, the glory and work of his hands, made in the very image of God. And yet, because of willfully choosing to disobey God's command, they could no longer walk and talk with God in joy and fellowship. But now what do we see? Adam and Eve are struck with fear. Adam said, "I heard you." Once that voice had thrilled his heart, once the footsteps of God in the garden brought a rush of joy and sweet comfort. But now, Adam said, in verse 9, the Lord God called unto him. He said, "Adam, where art thou?" And he said, "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked and hid myself." He hid himself. And the Lord said, "Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee not to eat, that thou shouldest eat?" And of course, obviously, the answer was yes. And then the blame game started. Adam blamed Eve. Eve blamed the serpent. And we're going to have to continue tomorrow because my time is flying away. But beloved, if you have loved ones, if you have concerns for those who are just not fully following the Lord or the attractions of this world, young people who are being ensnared by the things of this world, they're no longer as committed as they used to be, share their names, and I will personally pray for you, and I will send back a letter that blesses you. I want you to know, beloved, I pray and fast for my UCM partners regularly, and I pray every day for my radio family. So I do invite you to write. This is a personal ministry to God's people. And in the days ahead, perhaps I'll share some testimonies about the goodness of the Lord and how he responds to those who obey the Lord by responding to what God desires of them. So if you feel the prompting of the Lord, don't hesitate. He's got a reason for doing it. I love you and thank the Lord for you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.